Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is December 8th, Tuesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your Hardy County news, one deceased and one hospitalized after located at residence on Chamberlain Boulevard. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is investigating an incident that occurred early yesterday morning at a residence on Chamberlain Boulevard where one individual was found deceased and another was hospitalized. At 4:42 a.m. yesterday, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call in regards to a male unconscious and not breathing. Once officers arrived at the residence, the male was declared deceased and another individual in the home was transported to Advent Health Sebring and is said to be in critical condition. Investigators are working to follow up on all leads regarding this incident. Anyone with information is asked to call the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or anonymously you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, or you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the free HCSO mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Osprey Lane shooting suspect was arrested. Jose Garza, the suspect responsible for the recent shooting on Osprey Lane, has been apprehended and arrested in neighboring Polk County, Florida. On November 23rd, Hardy County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a residence on Osprey Lane where a victim had suffered from an apparent gunshot wound. Witnesses at the scene stated they saw an individual identified as Jose Garza shoot the victim in the back and flee the scene in a truck. On December 2nd, investigators with the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Polk County Sheriff's Office, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement located the truck Garza was seen driving in Bartow, where he was placed under arrest and was in possession of a firearm. Jose Garza was arrested on warrants out of Polk County and Hardy County with charges consisting of attempted homicide, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Garza also had warrants for his arrest from the Bowling Green Police Department for a drive-by shooting that occurred on November 29th. Your local events, Relay for Life, will be on Friday, December 18th, 2020, at Pioneer Park at the Nickerson Ulrich Building. Meal pickup will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and a live auction will be at 6 p.m. Your support is greatly appreciated. Together, we can find a cure. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021, from 5 to 9 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor by going online and visiting hardycc.com/gala. Your job's in Hardy County. Lakeside Neurologic in Wauchula is looking for a gate guard. A high school diploma or equivalent and excellent customer service skills are required. Truist Financial in Avon Park is looking for a teller level 2 or 3, 1 year of experience as a teller and or completion of core and intermediate curriculum training, as well as any corresponding teller coursework, as well as demonstrated ability to uncover referral opportunities and knowledge of advanced or complex branch transactions are required. And Integrated Regional Laboratories in Sebring is looking for a laboratory assistant. You must have a high school diploma or GED, a vocational or technical diploma, 1 year of experience in a clinical laboratory setting, and the ability to work during disasters. A phlebotomy certification is beneficial. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report for December 8th. 57 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 60. Sunny with no chance of rain. Excellent air quality. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds northwest at 7 miles an hour. Gust up to 10 miles an hour. The humidity is 43%, slightly dry. Dew point 35 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover 0%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling is 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, sunny, highs around 60, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, patchy frost toward morning, lows in the upper 30s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, patchy frost early in the morning, sunny, highs in the lower 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with wind chill values in the mid-30s in the morning. And Wednesday night, clear, lows in the lower 40s with light and variable winds. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Inflation-adjusted U.S. net cash farm income, gross cash income minus cash expenses, is forecast to increase $23.4 billion, that's 21.1%, to $134.1 billion in 2020. According to agrimarketing.com, U.S. net farm income, a broader measure of farm sector profitability that incorporates non-cash items, including changes in inventories, economic depreciation, and gross imputed rental income, is forecast forecast to increase $35 billion or 41.3% from 2019 to $119.6 billion. Virtual events and e-commerce have become more important to wineries during the pandemic, and agricultural business experts say wineries have been working to transition their marketing plans. One analyst says smaller wineries have been especially hurt, but even larger operations have struggled to maintain profits. Another expert says wineries have made much greater use of social media offerings such as live online events, chat tools, and instant messaging. President-elect Joe Biden says he will not immediately try and remove the Phase 1 trade agreement, which President Trump signed with China. As reported in DairyHerd.com, Biden told the New York Times the U.S. needs to get leverage back to use in negotiations with China. Biden says he's not going to make any immediate moves, and the same applies to tariffs, adding he's not going to prejudice his options.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Plant breeders have a difficult task of not only developing cultivars that appeal to consumers, but also can produce increasingly more yield per acre. Farmers, after all, get paid on volume, not typically on flavor.
And they will tell you that they care about the fruit quality, of course, because it's important. But in reality, they get paid by pound, you know? They don't get paid if the fruit tastes better or not.
That was University of Florida blueberry breeder Patricio Munoz. He says customers want a blueberry that is, of course, tasty with good texture. He's able to evaluate this at the University of Florida Food Science Sensory Testing Lab.
Whenever we are about to release a cultivar, we are sure nowadays that we have enough consumer information. How do we do that? We work with the food science department, specifically, you know, Charlie Sim, and he runs tasting panels. So then he runs several of our elite selections. And then through hundreds of people that try them, and then they give us a scores, what do they think about these elite selections that we have.
The good news, though, is if you're buying local blueberries in season, you're bound to get a terrific product. Munoz says local fruit gets consumed on average within 3 to 7 days versus 20 to 30 days for imported fruit.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. Learn more at www.aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks are closing mixed on Wall Street, taking a pause from their recent rally. The S&P 500 losing 0.2%. Companies that would benefit most from a reopening economy, like banks and industrial stocks, took some of the sharper losses. Technology stocks, meanwhile, bucked the downward trend and rose, pushing the NASDAQ to another record high today. It's a flip of the market's recent momentum and a callback to how it was trading earlier this year. The Dow was down 148 points today, closing at 30,069. The NASDAQ gained 55 points to 12,519. The S&P 500 off 7 at 3,691. New York oil off 54 cents to $45.72 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with Sunday's NFL action and the Kansas City Chiefs. They clinched a playoff berth with a come-from-behind win over the Denver Broncos.
Kansas City didn't score its first touchdown until late in the third quarter. But the Chiefs raised their record to 11-1 with a 22-16 win over the Denver Broncos. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw a 20-yard pass to tight end Travis Kelce to give the Chiefs the lead for good. It was the only TD pass for Mahomes, who completed 25 of 40 passes for 318 yards. With the win, the Chiefs have beaten the Broncos 11 straight times. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
Elsewhere around the league yesterday, it was the Browns beating Tennessee 41-35, Lions over the Bears 34-30, Colts 26, Houston 20, the Raiders stopped the Jets 31-28. This is SRN Sports. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Miami 19, Bengals 7. Minnesota needed overtime to stop Jacksonville 27-24. Saints 21, Falcons 16. The Rams beat Arizona 38-28. Giants shocked the Seahawks 17-12, while the Packers beat the Eagles 30-16. And the Patriots hammered the Chargers 45-0. Monday Night Football, two games, Washington in Pittsburgh, and the Bills take on the 49ers. AP Top 25 College Football, a rare Sunday game, number 17 USC over Washington State, 38-13. AP Top 25 College Basketball, 8th-ranked Michigan State beat Western Michigan yesterday, 79-61. Number 11 West Virginia down Georgetown, 80-71. Number 12 Villanova over number 17 Texas, 68-64. Number 17 Texas Tech also a winner. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: if you can't see the bright side of life, you can polish the dull side, and I think it'll work as well. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. Or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.